Evening, August 10. The Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Matthew 9:6. Behold, one of the great physician's mightiest arts. He has power to forgive sin. Well, here he lived below, before the ransom had been paid, before the blood had been literally sprinkled on the mercy seat, he had power to forgive sin. Hath he not power to do it now that he hath died? What power must dwell in him who, to the utmost farthing, has faithfully discharged the debts of his people? He has boundless power now that he has finished transgression and made an end of sin. If ye doubt it, see him rising from the dead. Behold him in ascending splendor raised to the right hand of God. Hear him pleading before the Eternal Father, pointing to his wounds, urging the merit of his sacred passion. What power to forgive is here? He hath ascended on high and received gifts for men. He is exalted on high to give repentance and remission of sins. The most crimson sins are removed by the crimson of his blood. At this moment, dear reader, whatever thy sinfulness, Christ has power to pardon, power to pardon thee, and millions such as thou art. A word will speak it. He has nothing more to do to win thy pardon. All the atoning work is done. He can, in answer to thy tears, forgive thy sins today and make thee know it. He can breathe into thy soul at this very moment a peace with God which passeth all understanding, which shall spring from the perfect remission of thy manifold iniquities. Dost thou believe that? I trust thou believest it. Mayest thou experience now the power of Jesus to forgive sin. Waste no time in applying to the physician of souls, but hasten to him with words like these: Jesus, Master, hear my cry. Save me, heal me with a word. Fainting at thy feet I lie. Thou my whispered plaint hast heard.